Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus.
This is Dr. Faye Maureen. Welcome to Healing and Deliverance Through Prayer, Prophecy, and Preaching with your co-host, myself, Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, and my co-host from Nigeria, Prophet Faith Man, DJ Agbueto. Amen. We are just glad to be with you. My co-host will be joining me shortly, but we thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning or whenever you listen to us. God is good. He has been blessing us. There are many testimonies. The Lord is going to bless you on today. We thank God even in advance for his great outpouring. And for those of you who listen, who may not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, I encourage you to get to know him today. But this broadcast is brought to you by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio and Holy House Ministries and my partner, Truth and Power Radio in Nigeria. But if you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, let me just give you this very short appeal called the four A's. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, so we must acknowledge that we have all sinned. That's Romans 3:23. Then I encourage you to agree with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then all you have to do is ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Romans 10:9 tells us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So just confess. Ask God to forgive you and confess. Then accept him into your life. That's all you have to do on today. We're going to hear this short selection, Great Is Thy Faithfulness by Troy Sneed, and then we're going to boldly approach the throne of grace. We thank God for his blessings on today. This is Troy Sneed singing Great Is Thy Faithfulness.
Oh, God. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning, morning, new mercies I see. All that I need is thy hand has provided. Great. Oh Lord,
Yes, and this is Healing and Deliverance through Prayer, Prophecy, and Preaching with Dr. Faye Maureen and Prophet Abuedo. We just heard that selection, Great is Thy Faithfulness, and the Lord has been faithful to us. He tells us that we can boldly approach the throne of grace with confidence to find mercy, to find help, to find grace in our hour of need. And God is a very present help. He's a refuge. He's our refuge and strength, very present help in the time of trouble, like the psalmist told us. So let's boldly approach the throne of grace. I want to encourage you this morning, there is nothing too hard for God. He said in Genesis, "Behold, I'm the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" There's nothing too hard for him. So bring him all of your hard things. Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. He shall sustain us. So I'm going to boldly approach the throne of grace. I just want to remind you on this morning that you are healed. You are healed, that the word of God is the report of the Lord. And he tells us in Psalms 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you on this morning for how you've blessed us, how you've kept us, God, just to see another day. Lord, we're grateful for that. Lord, many of us rose this morning. We may have issues on our mind, but God, we thank you that you are the God who sees and knows all. God, we thank you that we can bring everything to you, God. So, Lord, we give you the glory and the honor. We bless you on this morning. We thank you in advance, God, for a great outpouring. God, we just thank you for being faithful to us. Echoes from generation to generation. You have been faithful to us. So, Lord, we thank you that we are entered into this season of favor. We've entered into this season of preferential treatment. And Lord, we thank you, Eshkalababa. God, we thank you, Eshkalababa, for your favor. God, we thank you for answered prayers. God, we thank you for your testimonies. I'm a witness just even on yesterday, the many doors you opened for me. So Lord, I thank you for your testimonies. I thank you for manifestation. I thank you for supernatural intervention in all things. I thank you for supernatural help. Even right now, we thank you for divine assistance in all things. My brother, my sister, I encourage you, Yishkala, blah, 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 in your own personal prayer time to pray Colossians 1, 9, and 10. Pray Ephesians 1, 17 through 20. Why? Because it will increase our knowledge and understanding about supernatural things. The Lord would have it that we need to be enlightened, that we will grow and increase in his knowledge, that we will be fruitful. So, Lord, on today, I decree and I declare that the people of God, the saints of God, those who are listening, as we pray, as we seek you, as we go forth, Lord, that we would increase in your knowledge, increase in understanding, increase in wisdom, Lord, to be fruitful for you, God, to fulfill your purpose. God, we're here to fulfill your purpose. It's all about the purpose of God. It's all about the purpose and the things of God. Lord, you live with us, God. You don't have to come visit us because, God, you live with us all the time. We welcome you into our hearts and minds. We welcome you into our homes, oh God. We welcome you to be a part of our business. That's why your word says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and you shall direct our path, God. Instruct us, lead us, guide us. Lord, some of us who may not understand and say, well, I've been asking God, I've been seeking God, but I haven't got an answer, God. Help some of your people, God, just to stand still, to be silent and listen. Be silent and listen. As they read the word, as they meditate, maybe shut out some of the noise on today. What do I mean by noise? Sometimes you just have to get in a quiet place and turn off the TV, maybe turn off the music. Don't be on a computer necessarily, but get into a quiet place so you can see and hear what the Lord Jesus is saying. So God, we thank you on today for instruction and wisdom and enlightening our eyes and our ears that we may see and hear what you want us to do in this season. God, in your season of favor, because God, we don't want to miss it. Ishkala Baba. God, every open door, God, Lord, we want to be able to walk or run through. And God, then there are those doors, God, you give us the keys to the door. Ishkala Baba. So Ishkala Vashkindaliba, help us to recognize the keys when you put them in our hands so that we can go and go forth in your ministry, go forth in your purpose and plan. Because God, the keys are the ways for us to be blessed. The keys are where our blessings, the blessings are behind some of those doors that you've given us the keys to. That's where the blessings are. So God, we thank you for instruction on this morning. We thank you for wisdom on this morning. We thank you, God, because you're a God who's been faithful. You're a God who has healed us. We thank you for testimonies of healing, God. We thank you for you've healed some immediately, just like Jesus went about healing and how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, and he went about healing. He went about in great power. So, God, we know some were healed immediately. Some were healed, God, in the self-same hour. Some were healed as they went. But, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. And we're getting ready to bring Prophet Agbedo on the line, and we thank you for tuning in on today. God bless you, Prophet. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Faye. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much, my brother, my friend, the dynamic man of God. God is good. I feel his presence. We have great testimonies. The people of God, I believe you're going to give great testimonies on this week.
Hallelujah. Awesome being together with you in the presence of God, anything is possible. In God's presence, anything is possible.
Yes,
miracles happen. Hallelujah. And next morning, a lot of people will have supernatural encounter that will enable them to walk into new dimensions of the things of the Spirit. I hear in my spirit that a major shift is coming for people listening this morning. So wherever you are listening to us this morning, anything is possible. Hallelujah. Anything is possible.
Your dreams are possible.
Anything is possible. That is the word of the Lord this morning. With God, nothing shall be impossible. With God, all things are possible.
I'm speaking
to someone right now this morning. With God, all things are possible. This is not a time to give up. This is not a time to stop believing God. This is not a time to stop trusting God. All things are possible. When you can't feel it, just believe it.
When you can't feel it,
just believe it. No matter what you're going through, if you don't feel like you're having a solution, you have to believe that you have a solution. We don't feel it, we'll receive it. We don't wait to feel it in our body or in our emotion, but we receive it. And this morning, a lot of people are receiving from God. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, it said, we walk by faith. Next morning, our faith has to be stirred up to receive from the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. And those who walk by faith will always receive the inheritance.
Those who walk by faith will always receive the inheritance.
The healing is part of your inheritance. Deliverance is part of your inheritance. Provision is part of your inheritance. You're going to obtain your inheritance or access your inheritance by faith. When you walk by faith, you access the God-given inheritance. So the scripture said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So this morning we'll be hearing, we'll be praying, and we'll be ministering to people. Get ready to open up your spirit for the move of God. I strongly believe this morning there are people that their debts will be paid supernaturally. This is what someone hearing us this morning. Their debts, their mortgage will be taken care of supernaturally. I hear this in my spirit, that affliction will not rise for the second time. You will not lose your property for the second time. Yes, this is a word for someone. You will not lose your property for the second time. There's going to be a supernatural assistance to enable you lay hold of your inheritance. To enable you lay hold of your inheritance. So let's begin to thank the Lord this morning. Bless your name. In Genesis chapter 1 was an incident that took place there in verse 2. The Bible said, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, mm-hmm. and the Spirit of God moved upon the face mm-hmm. of the waters. Mm-hmm. And God said, let there be light. And God said that our future is in what God has said, and our ability to declare it is the key to establishing our future. Mm-hmm. Our future is in what God has said.
Yes,
His
sir.
Word is the reason why we live. God's word should be the reason for our action. God's word should be the reason for our decision-making. God's word should be the reason for our choice. When you want to make a good decision, you need to make it according to the word of God. So in Genesis 1, verse 3, said, and God said, let there be light. Now, the people of God listening to us this morning, whatever you are saying is waiting for you.
Amen.
Whatever you are saying is going to come to pass. Your future is in your word. And whatever you are saying has the potential to create the atmosphere you want. And you can be negative and expect to have a positive experience. You can be negative and expect to have a positive experience. You need to speak faith-filled words. You need to speak faith-filled words, words that is connected to the word of God, that words that have its origin from God, and God said, and this morning is time to speak to every situation. Say something to your situation. Oh, my God, let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Let's say something to the situation. Whatever your situation is right now, say something about God's life into manifestation. Whatever you speak, you're going to experience. Whatever you declare, you become your manifestation. You get results by speaking. You get results by speaking. If you want to see healing, speak. Crying because her husband is devastated in his health, and she's trying to quit on the situation because the doctors have told her that the man have 1 week to live. But I strongly believe that if we're in partnership this morning in prayer and in faith, there will be a supernatural turnaround. Let's believe God for that man. Place my hand where I saw him. The Lord is telling that it's a man right now. The wife is crying because of his condition of his health. He's keep deteriorating, and the doctor is giving them 1 week that the man can survive more than 1 week. But let's believe God. Well, a miracle for people in such a critical situation. Miracles of healing, miracles of recovery. In the name of Jesus, I release a miracle. I call for miracles. In the name of Jesus, I release healing. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Healing right now. Healing. We declare healing right now for the people of God that are sick. In the name of Jesus, be healed. All the people of God who are going through
health challenges.
Who is in major surgery right now, who pray for supernatural intervention for that pastor. A pastor that is going through a major surgery. Yes, the Lord is showing me that right now. A pastor who is going through a major surgery. Let's stand on him
now.
In the
Gospel,
Lord, we pray for the man of God. We pray for supernatural intervention for that man of God We pray for supernatural release for the Holy Ghost. Healing for men of God, healing for the man of God, healing for in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, revelation determines what we can access. When we have revelation of God's word, it determines what we'll receive. We'll receive by revelation. It is what is revealed to you that you can receive. Whatever that is not revealed to you, you can't access. You access things because they are revealed to you. And when you walk in the light of what is revealed to you, you are empowered for distinction. You're going to see distinction because you're walking in the light of revelation that God gave to you. Now, the scripture we read here is in Genesis 1, verse 3, and God said, let there be light. We are going to speak light right now to people, to ministers. There are pastors who are trying to give up in the ministry because of the pressure and the challenge of ministry, the pressure. There is a pressure that comes with ministry, and if God is not helping one, he may not be able to go through and have victory. So we're going to pray that ministers will begin to walk in the light of God. So I see a pastor who is trying to resign from his church, is trying to give up, he's tired of pastoring, he said he want to go do something. Let's pray that the ministers of the gospel will be energized to walk in the light of God's word, to walk in the light of God's word. Let's pray. Lord, pray for ministers of the gospel. We'll pray for ministers of the gospel. In the name of Jesus, pray for ministers of the gospel, pray for the church, pray that people with ministers be strengthened, will focus, will understand, will wisdom. Yes, Lord, we pray for ministers that lost their focus. We pray against every form of in the name of Jesus.
Ooh, thank you.
This is the word of the Lord.
Yes.
We are not the victims seeking for victory. We are not the victims seeking for victory. We are the victorious that cannot be victimized. We are not the victims seeking for victory. We are not the victims seeking for victory. We are the victorious that cannot be victimized.
Mm.
We cannot be victimized because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We
are the partakers
of the divine nature. We are living the God life. God lives in us. And because God lives in us, nothing can be impossible to us. Because God lives with us, we will fulfill our days. Because God lives in us, victory is our inheritance. Because God lives with us, nothing can oppose our future. Because He dwells in us, there is no limit we cannot break. Because He dwells in us, there is no impossibility with our purpose. Because God lives in us, there is no limit that can stop us from reaching our full potential.
And the Lord is
saying to someone this morning, you are not the victim seeking for victory. You are the victorious that cannot be victimized.
Mm-hmm.
You are not the victim seeking for victory. We are not looking for victory. Oh, no. It's a thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus.
Word.
Thanks
That's
be to God. It's what said, mean all these things, you are more than a conqueror. We are more than a conqueror. We are not conquerors. We are more
Amen.
Than a conqueror. And if we are more than a conqueror, nothing can stop us. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And the word of God said, greater is He that is in us than what is in the world. The greater one lives in us. If you're hearing of this word, Son of God, child of God, the greater one lives in you. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:7. He said, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. Every medical report that is bringing fear to you, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every psychological report that is coming to you that is bringing a threat to your life, I rebuke it. In the name of Jesus,
name of
if
Jesus,
there is anyone contending with the spirit of fear, the fear of the future, the fear
come
of whether am I going to be married or not, I rebuke the spirit of fear. The fear of am I going to have children or not, I rebuke the fear. The fear of whether can I be faithful in ministry, in holiness, in integrity, can I be faithful to the Lord, I rebuke that fear. The path of the just is a shining light, and it can only get better for you, oh child of God.
It can only
get better for you. Life can only get better for you. Whoever that walk out of your life and abandon you doesn't mean the end of your life. God has so much for you that no man can interrupt His purpose for your life. God has so much for you. He has so much for you, so much resources, much opportunity, so much privilege, so much increase that no situation can hinder the possibility of God's ordained purpose for your life. There is no situation that can hinder you. You are more than a conqueror. Listen to this. Someone is hearing us this morning. God is saying this. Never you give up because of your position, because your destiny is greater than the storm that came against you. Never you give up because of your position, because your destiny is greater than the opposition that came against you. The opposition that came against you cannot stop the future God has for you. Your future is connected to God. Your future is bigger than the circumstances. This is the time to walk on the waters of life. This is the time to declare your victory. In the book of Acts, it said, in Him we live, in Him we move, Him we have our being. We live in God. And you can't live in God and be defeated. You can't live in God and be frustrated. You're listening to me this morning. Your future is connected to the will of God. Your destiny is connected to the purpose of God for your life.
Right.
This
Amen.
Is not the time to give up. This is not the time to back out. But Dr. Faye, we're going to pray for people that are going through discouragement right now. I see a lot of people battling
with divorce
cases in the court right now that are going through divorce issue. And we're going to pray right now. We'll bind every spirit of discouragement, whatever that is trying to come into their life that wants to hinder them, the spirit of fear. Oh, my God, let's come against it right now. In the name of Jesus, we'll come against fear. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of fear, every form of fear, worry, and anxiety. In
come against the spirit of fear, the spirit of worry, the spirit of Jesus.
Every spirit of fear, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of fear, every contention, we rebuke the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to the mind of the people of God. I speak strength to the mind of the people of God. I speak focus and direction in the name of Jesus. We refuse to live in fear. Prosperity is the will of God for our life, and nothing can disconnect us from it. Prosperity is the will of God for our life, and nothing can disconnect us from it. Prosperity is the proof of God's provision for our purpose. Prosperity is a proof of God's provision for our purpose. His word said in 1 John 2, I wish above all things that men prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospering. And as your soul prospers according to God's word, you begin to walk in supernatural abundance. Your soul prospering according to God's word helps you to walk in supernatural abundance. And this is a time to make a difference. This is a time to make a difference. The people of God are walking in supernatural strength. For supernatural expansion for the people of God. Listen to this. Whenever God wants to bring an expansion, he gives you a word. And that word becomes the premise for your expectation. Whenever God wants to give you expansion, he gives you a word. And that word becomes the platform for your expectation. And this morning, the word of the Lord is coming, supernatural expansion and multiple platforms. Supernatural expansion and multiple platforms. Now there are ministers that will be hooking up with us this morning, connecting with us this morning. The Lord is saying, listen to this, look beyond where you are and see where I'm taking you to. Look beyond the adversary and see your celebration. Look beyond your limitation and see your possibilities. Look beyond your weakness and see your strength. I have a future for you, says the Lord. My thought towards you is to give you an expected end. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways are higher than your ways. No situation has the potential to sink your future. Your future is greater and your purpose is awesome. God has given you a great purpose, and this purpose will come into manifestation. No demonic intervention can resist the potential of your purpose. No demonic intervention can resist the strength of your purpose. Because the Lord has called you, he has empowered you, he has ordained you, and he's going to use you. Hear ye the word of the Lord this morning. Your best of days are ahead of you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Your best of days are ahead of you, and greater things are going to happen. Greater things are going to happen. A lady, you're listening to us this morning, the Lord is saying, refuse to give up, look ahead. Refuse to quit, look ahead. Refuse to
quit, look ahead.
This is the time to look ahead. This is not the time to count your losses. This is the time to count your blessings.
Mm.
This is not the time to count your losses. This is the time to count your blessing. And if you count your blessing, you will be inspired to go forward. If you look at what the Lord has done in the past, you'll be inspired to go forward. This is the time to reevaluate the goodness of God in your life and allow it to become the premise in which you're going to do whatever God has called to do. Knowing
Amen.
That God has been faithful in the past is a proof that he's going to be faithful in the future. I want us to pray right now for people who are trusting God for a supernatural expansion. I see expansion coming. Supernatural expansion for the people of God.
Yes.
Supernatural expansion for the people of God. I hear this in my spirit. I hear this. Hear ye the word of the Lord. My people will increase and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
My people will increase and multiply. And they will exceed in favor. They will experience an exceeding favor. Supernatural favor. Supernatural
Amen.
Favor. Exceeding favor. Favor beyond boundaries. Favor beyond boundaries. Favor beyond boundaries. My people will walk in supernatural favor. Favor beyond boundaries. Makadala baba. A lot of people of God hearing this morning. Favor beyond boundaries. Favor beyond limitation. This favor will overwhelm your human imagination because this favor is supernatural in nature.
Yes.
The favor of God is coming upon the people of God this morning, and listen to this right now. When God's favor is in operation, no limit to what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
When God's favor is in operation, there is no limit to what he can do. God's favor is God's platform for the release of your potential. If you are going to release your potential, it's because God's favor is in operation. The favor of God being in operation enables you to achieve beyond your human ability. There is a limit to our human ability, but there is no limit to the favor of God. When God's favor is in operation, good news
There's
is
no
inevitable.
Limit.
When God's favor is in operation, greater things of the Spirit begins to happen. Greater things begin to happen. And right now I hear the Lord saying, my people will walk in greater things. My people will walk in greater favor. You're listening to this broadcast this morning.
Wow.
You will walk in greater favor. You will walk in pleasant places. And God's favor is what opens door for supernatural restoration. God's favor is what opens door for supernatural restoration. I see people receiving supernatural restoration. Whatever you have lost, the Lord is bringing it back into your life. Whatever you have lost, God is bringing it back into your life. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Amazing favor. Masco Tola Brado, supernatural energy for the assignment.
Amen.
Is giving people supernatural energy for their training. Because spiritual things are handled by spiritual energy. We need supernatural energy to do spiritual work. Without supernatural energy, you can't accomplish a supernatural purpose. The purpose of God for our lives is being accomplished with supernatural energy. And I'm hearing the Lord saying this morning, I'm pouring into my people supernatural energy. Supernatural energy to do great and mighty things. Supernatural energy. Oh, receive supernatural energy. You can go by natural strength and accomplish great things of the Spirit. You can only go by supernatural energy to do greater work of the Spirit. You can do greater things of the Spirit by supernatural energy. Now, there are many times of the gospel that are already getting tired for because of the pressure of ministry. Receive supernatural energy in the name of Jesus. Supernatural energy in the name of Jesus. Receive energy to fulfill your purpose. Supernatural connection for new platforms. I'm hearing the Lord say this morning, I'm giving supernatural connection for greater platforms. Supernatural connection for multiple platforms. People of God, doors are opening. And these doors are not opening based on what you have done. It is an expression of God's grace towards us to carry out the Great Commission. These doors are opening because of God's grace for we to carry out the Great Commission. Multiple doors. Whenever God is opening doors for his people, it's not for self-exaltation, it's for kingdom advancement. It's not for self-exaltation, it's not about being popular. God is not calling us to be popular. God is calling us to be faithful. In the course of being faithful, you can experience popularity. But we're not starting out in ministry to be popular. God didn't call us to the famous. That is what God called us to do. He didn't call us to begin to seek to the famous. That is not the reason why we're ministry. We are a ministry to be faithful to the preaching of the finished work of Jesus. We have to be faithful to the preaching of the finished work of Jesus. Now, let me say this to us this morning. If you're connected to us, and you begin to understand biblical patterns and principles in which the things of the kingdom unfold, that will be your edge in this last day, says the Lord.
Amen.
If you begin to understand biblical principles, biblical patterns, how the things of the Spirit is being done, how the things are being done in the kingdom, that will be your edge. That will be your edge in this last day. Because a lot of people are in pursuit of self-promotion. If you're in pursuit of self-promotion, you will walk out of your destiny. Because you have to compromise to do a lot of stuff that is not consistent with the will of God. But the Lord is calling us to be faithful to doing his word. The scripture James was writing, he said that the doers of the word is blessed.
Yes.
How are you blessed? You're blessed because you're consistent in doing the word. How are you blessed? You're going to be blessed because you submit to the authority of God's word. Your submission to God's word is your empowerment for prosperity. Your submission to God's word. So let's pray in the Holy Ghost of the faith. We are faithful, Lord. We'll connect to your purpose, Lord. We'll connect to your will, Lord. We'll connect to your agenda, Lord. We'll connect to your insight, Lord. La boshaka baba. We'll connect to your purpose, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Amazing miracles. Amazing miracles. Amazing miracles. Amazing miracles. Amazing miracles. I'm hearing miracles of restoration. Miracles of restoration. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, before you came on, even I was speaking of favor and miracles, and as you were praying, just the words expansion and how you made a point about what God sees. But I want to encourage the people of God. I want to encourage you that it's not what we see, but it's what God sees about us. So even on today, we have prayed about miracles and expansion, and we're just releasing all of those financial blessings. Those of you who are listening, I want you to lay your hands on your purse, on your wallet, on your pocketbook, on your bank statement. But God has released supernatural financial miracles, people that owe you money, people that the Lord is putting on their hearts now, right now, to bless you, to support ministry, to send a blessing. God has been dealing with these people a long time. He's been dealing with Ushkadah a long time to send blessings to ministry. So right now, we release every financial blessing that God has said is due to you. God, send your word. to every circumstance and situation. God, we thank you. We thank you for provision and expansion and miracles, that favor prophets spoke about. Just receive it. Receive it. Receive this, all kinds of favor. This is not in what it looks like. It's not in what it looks like. It's not in what it looks like. I'm speaking to somebody. You go. You go. The Lord says go. Go on that ministry trip. The God says go, he will provide. God says go, he will provide. God said to go. Ishkada, woman of God, he said go. Woman of God, he said go. Go, go. The Ishkada, many souls will be saved. Many souls will be saved. I see you looking at home, but I don't have enough. Oh, I don't have enough. What am I going to do? God said go in faith, he will provide. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. The prophet is great miracles, great expansion, great platform. I'm telling you, people of God who are listening, God has done miraculous things in my life out of obedience. And every time we pray, we talk about obedience. Obey the word of the Lord. Obey his command. Do what he tells us to do. Because in doing that, that's where your blessings will come from. He wants to fulfill his purpose. The Lord has opened many platforms and many doors, not for Faye Maureen Butler, not for Prophet Agredo, but for him to spread the gospel, to fulfill his purpose. But you have to be obedient. You must be obedient. He's taken one effort. When I started one show for 15 minutes and now it's expanded into about 10 things and we're about to go to another platform on the other show. Why? To go mainstream and to preach the gospel and to preach the gospel to win souls for the kingdom. It's all about God. But you got to be faithful. So we rebuke that fear today. We have no fear of the future. We're not afraid of what's going to happen, where I'm going to get the resources. Just go. Prophet, even last night I heard my spirit. The Lord opens some doors for us, and all we have to do is walk through or run through. But then there are doors, Prophet, he gives us the key. And we must use that key to open the door. So even saints of God, it's as simple as sometimes he might want you to invest a small amount of resources in a particular thing. But that investment will lead to many open doors. That's the key.
Hallelujah.
That's the key. 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 He might, some of you, he might have told you to advertise your ministry or business on a certain, at a certain place. So invest the $50. That was the key. That's 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 the key. We must hear God. I need you to pray Colossians 1, 9 and 10 every day. Pray Ephesians 1, 17 through 20 so you can see and hear. See and hear. See and hear. You need to see and hear. It's like I see God. He's walking back and forth. He's trying to give out the keys. I see him with keys. Keys, keys, keys. Keys, keys, keys. He wants to place it in the hands of the people of God. But they're not recognized. Open the eyes of your people. Let's pray the Spirit. Open the eyes of the people of God, so they can see and hear. Let them see and hear what you're doing. Let them see and hear. God, we thank you. Oh, for your people. God, we thank you. For your people and your miracles and your blessings and expansion. Expansion, expansion, expansion. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. Say yes, Lord. Prophet, let me share with you. A young lady came to me yesterday, and she said, Dr. Faye, people would think that you had a big ministry and you had many people working for you. I said, no. It's just been God and his timing, and God has given me the supernatural energy to do things. And I said yes to him. So now, yes, now he's sending the help of people of God. No, I don't have a staff of 100. I don't have a mega church, but I did what God told me to do. And look at how he's opened the doors in the multiple platforms. You must be obedient. God is saying you must be obedient. You must be obedient. It's like the blessings are coming so fast at me now, prophet. I'm like, okay. But it's like they're overrunning me. I'm like keeping up. I'm keeping up. Why? Because of the supernatural energy and his blessings. Be faithful, saints of God. It's going to be faithful, be faithful, be faithful to the word. Read the word, read the word. Too many of you, I see many of you, too many of you reading some of those other novels. Read the word. Become one with the word of God. Become one with the word of God. Those of you God's going to use in healing, read healing scriptures. Read the healing scriptures and the story of what the Acts of the Apostles did with healing, what Jesus healed. So your faith can go up. Your faith has to go up. God, we thank you. Prophet, there are many miracles, many miracles, many. Oh, many miracles. Many miracles for the people of God, the people of God. We bind a spirit of distraction today in the name of Jesus. Every distraction, these little distractions. Some of you are getting too distracted by these small distractions. God, open your people's eyes. Let them see what these small distractions are doing to them, so they can press on. You must press on and run. Run to meet God at the appointed time. We have to meet God at his appointed time, prophet. It's not us, it's him. We have to meet God at his appointed time. Meet God at his appointed time. It's not us, it's him. I heard somebody kind of was bemoaning and complaining the other day. Oh, they've been hearing manifestation. Oh, when is it going to happen? What they don't understand is that we must, with patience, wait for the blessings. And during that waiting time, we must continue to be faithful. And we have to run to meet him at the appointed time. It's not us. It's God. His ways are not our ways. His ways are not our ways. Hallelujah. Blessings of God be on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you this morning for our prophet, the man of God, who you've expanded him. His voice is like a trumpet. His voice will be heard throughout the world, God. This is just the beginning of this great, great man of God, Ishkara, who you prepared for this time and season. God, we thank you for his ministry and what he's doing even in his country, Nigeria, and what he's going to do beyond the borders of Nigeria, Ishkara. But God, we even thank you in advance for his International School of the Prophets, and now he'll be able to help and train and teach men and women of God. Lord, we thank you for how much he has read and studied, his library of 2,000 or more books. So people will say, wow, you've read these books. But yes, God, so the people of God will know how reading and studying helps them to be more effective in ministry and to do great exploits. God, we thank you for this great, great man of God and how you're just going to expand his borders. Great expansion. Great expansion. Expansion of TV and radio. God, we thank you for the man of God on this morning. I just felt like praying for you, prophet, on this morning. We have a few minutes left, but I want you to share with the people of God, you know, how they can download your messages. And if you have not listened in full to his messages, let me give you a warning. You need to be sitting down and listen, because if you're trying to do something else, you won't be able to do that other project. It's so rich and so full of word. You'll be getting so many inspirations from messages yourself. So, prophet, let the audience know where they can listen to your messages and download your message.
Okay. I just want to appreciate you, Dr. Frey, for being a good blessing to me this morning and for all of us around the world. And this show has been a huge blessing to a lot of people, and I believe that we will continue to increase according to the help of the Spirit of the Living God. You can download my messages at www.tbccfaith.org. www.tbccfaith.org, and you're free to download my messages there. And also, we'll have a new website that we just at right now. It's www.tbcczoe.org. And most of the sites, you can have my material, my messages downloaded free of charge, and you have not to pay anything, and just go and listen to God's word and reach more people. Jesus is coming soon, and every opportunity we'll have to reach you, we will do it.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr.
Yeah,
when
I want to
Thank
say,
you.
Yes, amen. I want to say that this he's been such a tremendous blessing in my life, him and so many others. But I'm telling you what this man of God has said. It's like these things are coming to pass and doors are being opened. I'm just so grateful for the many people who have blessed me over the past year and a half. And, prophet, I just want to thank you. I get inspired. And if you're not connected with him on Facebook, friend him on Facebook, a faith man, Agbueto, friend him. He just posts sometimes just one line of things that can encourage you and that can bless you. And I know he's busy and people are calling him and they're Skyping him because he's been such a blessing to the people of God. And I just want to thank you. Thank you on this morning. And we thank all of you for connecting with us this morning on Prayer, Prophecy, and Preaching with the Prophet Faithman Agbueto and myself. And we don't have much time left in the broadcast, but continue to pray for us and download his messages. You can also visit my website. And if you have not purchased my book, I wrote a book called Breadcrumbs. It is out on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So certainly support us and support the ministry. Prophet, I will speak to you offline, hopefully.
Thank you.
Sometime. I know we've been so busy
Thank
the past
you.
Few days. But we'll speak as we end today's broadcast with a little bit of Jessica Reedy singing, Put It on the Altar. Take care, Prophet Akbueto, and we'll speak later.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. This is a little bit of Jessica Reedy singing, Put It on the Altar.
Hey, let me hear you say, oh, 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 let me hear you say, oh, 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 oh. It's been a real hard couple of months, yeah.